This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's the worst idea of all time.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 17, I think, of season 2 of The Worst Idea of All Time.
Man, watching a movie.
How are you doing, Guy Montgomery?
I've been better. It's so late.
It is so late. It's far too late for this kind of shit. I'm real proud of... I was going to say I'm real proud of us for watching the movie, but I have woken you up.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I'm proud of myself for watching the movie tonight. You tried your level best. It's been a big day.
I did pretty good.
Oh, you're asleep for a lot of it.
I got jacked up on Red Bull. Yeah. I was awake.
You were not.
I was looking out of the corner of my eye.
No, I don't know about that.
I was looking around the room.
I'm not sure about
spying
that.
Spying on the whole room. I was spying on everything in the room. I was spying on you, all the supernatural beings in the room. I was spying on them.
Is there a lot?
Yeah. The room is haunted.
Oh my goodness.
This is not a safe. The room has been compromised.
All right.
And the fact that we're talking about it right now, I'm bringing it up in front of them.
Look, I want to bring up a few points because otherwise I'll forget them.
Please.
And they're about the movie.
Yeah.
That we just saw.
Well, if we could move this conversation along at a reasonable clip, we might get out of this room without becoming haunted.
Have we ever discussed just what in the fuck Rickard Spurt is actually up to? Just roaming around the desert in his car.
On sand dunes.
Like, what is there to see?
That's a good question, Tom. I'm glad you've asked it.
He's just driving around.
The man is not to be trusted.
He's insane. A Danish architect? I mean, his accent doesn't check out. We have no clues that he actually knows anything about engineering.
Very thinly veiled and concocted story.
The fuck is this guy all about? And who is he really? Who are you, Rickard Spurt?
He's running from some pretty harrowing memories.
Oh, demons.
Yeah.
Real demons.
He,
memories of actual demons.
He partnered an architectural firm. All right.
I'm with
they
you.
Had a large commission in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi. He's gone to pursue it. Things have started falling apart with his the love of his life, also his creative partner.
Yes.
He says,
a boy or a girl?
It's not important.
I think it is for me.
The idea of someone.
Okay.
It's never specifically alluded to. Anyway, it cracks up their professional relationship, also their personal relationship. He climbs into a Range Rover and drives around for 2 weeks.
So we've got him just at the tail end of this relationship.
Yeah. He's come through the other end, and now he's got his verve for life back. And he sees after 2 weeks of driving in the distance what seems to be a mirage, but it's no mirage. It's a lady who is going through menopause. Wants to fuck him.
Bloody hell.
But no, I agree. I think his behaviour is odd. It's the behaviour of an oddball. driving around the wild, looking at shit.
I can understand it if it was like a forest, because then there's shit to see, there's streams and trees to climb, and
I think animals going over the bumps and going over little hills and things.
And the sand dunes.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun. I think that's why he's doing it.
Okay, well, I don't know. I feel like it would get real old real quick, but I take your point. Maybe just roaming around in the sand would be okay.
You know, you lose your tummy. You go over a bump, you lose your tummy.
What do you mean you lose it?
You know when you lose your tummy, the feeling when you go over a bump and you lose your tummy.
I've never heard it put that way. Do you mean like when your stomach goes up into your throat kind of thing? Losing your tummy.
You lose your tummy.
What are you, six?
Have you not heard of it?
No. Well, I'm aware of the phenomenon.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I don't know what I call it.
You don't come at me for my terminology when you don't even have any.
Fair call. I accept that, and I apologize.
When I was younger.
Yes.
Much younger. Like, maybe 6 or 7. There was a bump or a hill that my family would drive over occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd lose my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we would do that, as that would happen, I thought that the feeling of losing your tummy, that's what it felt like to have a vagina.
So like women were in a permanent state of this?
Of that feeling.
How, as a child, did you connect those two dots, that one equaled the other?
I honestly could not tell you. But I was like, whoa. Well, that's different.
What an amazing world you construct when you're little, eh? It's just like, yep, this makes sense.
It's insane.
That's the crazy thing about being a child. The rules aren't set, so anything is possible.
Yeah.
So people just give you arbitrary bits of information. You're like, yep, sure. That's why people are so off base when they make fun of little kids for believing in stuff like tooth fairies and dragons. It's like,
of course I believe in that. You tell them that.
Okay, and I've seen some crazy shit. Did you realize there was electricity in the sky the other night? And it sounded like an elephant running around up there. And you're telling me that's just weather? That's just a normal part of... That's insane.
Oh,
a fire-breathing flying creatures too much? Well, fucking, I don't know where the line is, do I?
That's what you see when you see kids with animals. And they're obviously seeing some animals for the first time, and they are going ballistic.
Oh, they love a zoo.
Everyone's like, no, no.
Go fuck
because
yourself.
They don't know that's a thing.
Yeah.
So literally their mind is being blown.
Yeah.
Every which way they turn.
Unlike you, you jaded, cynical piece of crap.
Jaded.
You haven't even seen everything. You just think you have.
Jaded, failed parent.
Except for the one thing you need, and it's love.
Look.
You've seen none of that.
This movie does prompt this hollow feeling that we're having together right now. And I'd like to say, and I said this early on in the film, is that the trouble with the movie, so early on at the wedding, you've got a lot of extras, you've got a lot to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But as it goes on and the extras are removed, it becomes very claustrophobic. You're spending a lot of time in very close quarters with some people who aren't very happy with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's... like, because it's difficult to capture, and we've had 16 tries so far. It's difficult to capture just the odd numbing effect of sitting down with this movie has. But you get through it early on, and you're sort of like, you know what? This isn't so bad. And then it gets to this point where you're just relentlessly exposed to this decaying friendship, this final crack, and having a good time together. And it's just like on, like it just goes on and on. You know that Friends episode when Monica and Chandler are going on their honeymoon?
Mm.
And there's a couple who like just by chance are also going on their honeymoon. Like,
mm.
And they just get like, they get all the perks. Like they get the first class flights.
Yeah. And they get the honeymoon suite.
Yeah. This is kind of like that. Like this is like you've planned a wonderful relaxing holiday in Abu Dhabi,
mm-hmm.
and then it turns out that on the plane you're sitting right next to like these four people who like have such grating, annoying conversations. you can't help but hate listen and tune in.
Yeah.
And then you get to Abu Dhabi and it turns out, oh my God, they're in exactly the same hotel as you.
Yeah.
All the stuff you've planned to do, they're there, they're just right before there. You.
Yeah, that is. It's
that's the feeling.
Very close quarters. And you're right, like at the wedding, there's enough going on that you can latch on to. Liza Minnelli's there. We've got Swans. We've got Stanford and Anthony. You know, sassy men. We've got lots of people roaming around as well. If you don't need a talking character with lines and stuff, you can gravitate towards some of the background extras and just attribute stories to them. What's going on with them? You've got that annoying couple who talk to Carrie and Big. What's their situation? Where do they come from? What do they do for a living? You can latch onto that. But when we're in the Middle East, it's nothing but dry, arid sand and four spoiled women.
The arid desert. What does the word arid mean?
I think it just means dry, which would mean what I said, a tautology. So I apologize for that. I'm wasting your time.
Such a good word, arid. God, it's good.
It's not used nearly enough, is it?
I'll bet you, do you know who A-Rod is?
Yeah.
I bet you some sassy sports writer during a slump in A-Rod's baseball career.
Arid, A-Rod.
Arid, yeah.
Or arid. When he wasn't having sex with Madonna
and arid,
for a period.
Yeah.
Ed?
What, when he wasn't?
When he wasn't. Like, they were together, but
the media were like, everyone knows you're not getting any. And Madonna was like, don't speculate. And A-Rod was like,
I'm arid.
I'm with Madonna, don't speculate. It's detrimental to our relationship, which is hanging on by a thread.
I think you've missed the original intent of where you were going with this story.
Between her touring schedule.
Are you going to work the word arid into this somehow?
I already did.
Did you?
Yeah, they're responding to an article which accuses them of having an arid sex life.
Oh, okay.
And like they're laying out a pretty reasonable and logical argument, which is like, I mean, do you have any idea the demands of being a superstar in this day and age?
No. Not firsthand. I mean, it looks
difficult. That's what they're saying.
I saw the Katy Perry documentary, and it gave me a little insight.
What do you think of it?
Oh, my goodness. His schedule is terrifying. It made me sick just
it's a lot,
being
isn't it?
Exposed
it's a
to
lot
it.
To do.
It's too much, if I'm being honest. Too much on. You know, I'd say to Katy Perry if she was in the room, say, you need to clear your calendar a little bit and make some you time. Get some Katy time in there.
You know, I think she has.
I hope so. You think she has now, subsequent to the movie?
I think if she watched the movie back, that would be a main takeaway.
Yeah, I think so too.
I work too hard.
She's a gem though, isn't she, Katy Perry?
Oh yeah. A real sapphire on the wedding band.
Baby, she's a firework.
Baby, it's the weekend and I'm an American gal. I just want to have some fun with my friends. That's the spirit of Katy Perry.
God rest her soul.
Yeah, if you're listening and you haven't already heard, Katy Perry has passed through to another dimension. There was a tear in the space-time continuum.
Yeah, we've lost her.
She is now an intergalactic traveler representing Earth at several different sort of galaxy council meetings. Pretty low level. They're not moving any real amount of intergalactic dollars, but I mean, you know, as far as a human representative goes, it's pretty.
I couldn't think of a better
senior role.
I couldn't think of a better diplomat that we could send into an interdimensional portal.
Yeah, I mean,
she's so well suited. She's so amicable and friendly.
Their gain is our loss, because I mean, if you're wondering why she's not putting out as much music, she's got a pretty demanding schedule.
Yeah, she's trapped in another reality now, folks.
And I mean, there's no telling when that will undo.
She might be back. You know, I'm not discounting the fact that Katy Perry could be back for a new album if she figures out how to get back to this dimension.
This is the thing. You get trapped in another dimension, you spend all your time trying to get back to this earthly realm. Like, it's not, it's kind of, I mean, funnily enough, it's the same attitude these ladies from Sex and City 2 take to their holiday, isn't it? So, I mean, if you're too busy looking through the rose bush, you're not going to get to smell the lavender.
Too right, Guy Montgomery. And I think what you're trying to communicate with that is sometimes when you get ripped through an interdimensional portal in space-time. Instead of trying to make your way back to your home dimension, just celebrate where you
are. Sit back and sip the honeydew.
Just get into it.
Yeah.
Find out what that crazy alien's name is.
Honeydew and milk cocktail.
Yeah. Nectar of the gods.
Find a roaming intergalactic Danish traveller. Think about that. Katy Perry and Dick Spurt meeting at a bar.
It would explain why he's roaming around the desert in
a far-fledged bar.
In a not Jeep.
In the galaxy.
What did we establish he was driving in that bit?
Land Rover.
Land Rover.
Then a Merc.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Oh my goodness. It really took its toll this time, but I do have a shining light.
Wonderful.
But I don't know if I've done it before.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. It's Samantha's bangs being so strong.
Solid as a rock.
Absolutely. At no other time has that song been truer than to describe Samantha's locks in the scene where we were introduced to Coffee Man.
Yeah, when the gals are up for a meal.
It's crazy. They don't move. Like, not a millimeter.
Yeah, and you wouldn't notice it usually. But if you've seen it enough times and you do notice, it's like, how much spray is holding that down?
Yeah.
Because there are parts of, I think what makes it so visually arresting is there are parts of her hair around it which are moving.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a layered visual feast going on of, like, different tiers of rigidity, if that's a word.
Rigidity is definitely a word.
So there's different tiers of it. Wavy in the, you know, for the bulk of it, and then you get these bangs that are just concrete in the front. They look like, you know, the Flash, how he's got the lightning bolts on his helmet and some versions of his costume. It's like an allusion to that. And the dress that she wears,
an homage,
is like an homage to Wonder Woman. And I've always said that. I've said it to you many times.
Oh, the dress she wears at the premiere.
That Miley Cyrus is also wearing.
Maybe it's a telling nod by someone within the costume department of Sex 32 to upcoming film trends.
Maybe it is.
And, you know, the influence of comic books.
Well, Flash and Wonder Woman are both DC, I'm pretty sure. So maybe it's a little Justice League tease. You know?
Buried. Like, so deep and subtly that, I mean, you've really got to start
looking.
You've
got to work for it. This is the thing. Seek and ye shall find. But away with ye, wench, for there are thousands that want you dead.
But sir, life knows no love like ours.
Away with ye. For I will not have the blood of an innocent on these hands. These are working hands.
Can't ye see? I want mine blood on your hands.
Nay. Away with ye, wench. Before dawn. Thank you. There was a short play that Guy and I wrote just now. It was set in New England in the 1800s. And I hope that you enjoyed it.
We are planning to tour it around regional theatres in New Zealand and Eastern Australia.
With a toast of Amdram wood, if that's a place that exists.
Yeah. We mostly plan on playing a series of small community theatres and church theatres, community halls, with an eye to developing it and workshopping it, and hopefully one day performing it across the equator. So just following the equator around, performing it at various different high temperatures.
Always on the equator, but at different points.
And then
on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to start in Ecuador. There's a kickoff, tip off.
I've never drawn the parallel between the name Ecuador and the equator.
It's because you're a moron.
Is it? Or is it because I'm so intelligent? My mind doesn't trifle itself with such trifling matters.
That's entirely possible, because it would never impact you that Ecuador is, God, I hope it's on the equator, or else I'm going to look like a big, arrogant,
you're going to look like a big, handsome man.
Oh, thank you.
Like you usually do.
You're lovely. You parachuted me out of that one. I dug myself in a hole and you threw a parachute down. which is not what you want when you dug yourself into a hole. You want a ladder.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain sort of delicious, cruel irony to someone throwing a parachute to a man in need in a hole.
Imagine flipping that situation, though, and something's gone wrong on your skydive, and your chute's not working, and someone throws you a ladder mid-air. What are you going to do with that?
Wow. If it was me?
Jesus, that's unhelpful. What would you do?
You'd aim for the quicksand. You throw the ladder, so you're about to hit, or like some part of you, or the ladder's about to hit the deck. You put the ladder down just before you. You've got one shot at this throw. It lands upright in quicksand, but it's absorbed, and so it's moving at such a rate that the bottom third of the ladder lands in the quicksand, facing starkly upright. And then you just sort of, that's enough to support it, and then you just sort of grip onto whatever.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ring you can grab and hang on. It would probably tear your arms out of their sockets. It's probably, if anything, it would make for a more spectacular demise than if you just hit the quicksand in the first place.
But isn't that what we're all chasing at the end of the day, Guy?
Two arms.
A spectacular demise.
Ripped clean off.
Yeah.
White knuckles wrapped around the rungs of the ladder while a body sans two limbs hits the quicksand.
Ricard Spurt. Interdimensional potential boyfriend and suitor of Katy Perry is just roaming around the arid desert of the Middle East and happens upon an armless corpse with a ladder in quicksand and ponders intensely what could have led to this.
Yeah. That's the kind of reason you do go for drives in the desert.
To find stuff like that. Here's the real kicker, though, and this is the bit that Ricard will never realize because he will never connect the dots, but that crazy armless man was a man who decided to jump out of a plane because he had had so much coffee that he needed to do something crazy.
He'd misread his plane ticket, hadn't he? And he'd had to race to the airport from the cafe where he'd been going about his normal Wednesday. So
his normal Wednesday?
Well, his normal Wednesday is I go out, I have a coffee, I have one coffee, I do a Sudoku, I do the cryptic crossword, I go for a walk around Central Park, I hop on a police horse.
Yes.
I steal it.
Yes.
I ride it to upstate New York, Buffalo, upstate New York. I coach the Buffalo Bills, struggling NFL team, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And then I jog from Buffalo back to New York City.
Go Bills, Bills. Bills?
Go you Bills. It's a normal Wednesday.
Yeah.
But when he's on his way for his lap around Central Park, he realizes, oh, no.
What?
Well, the NFL's contracted them to play an international game in the Philippines.
Oh,
they're flying today.
Oh, my goodness.
So he races. He takes a police horse. He races to the airport. And all that caffeine.
I'm trying to do a soundscape for you.
All that caffeine's jostling around in his belly. And he also, he wants to do something dramatic.
He does. Now, the bit that fascinates me so far is I'm not quite sure how his plane winds up going over Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Well.
And I don't want to.
Trainee pilot. Sort of like. Okay. You know,
the other T word. Well, you're going to go with terrorism.
No, absolutely not.
Trainee.
You know, you can go trainee-ism. You can go to the hairdressers and you can get one of the pupils to cut your hair for free.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot schools run a similar system out of America.
Right.
Where you can get on a plane.
Get cheap
which
old
is
ticket.
Promised to go somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no, but I mean, the fine print is sort of suggests there's no guarantee that plane is going anywhere.
But it's a cheap ticket, I would presume, to counter the risk, much like the haircuts.
That's right.
They're essentially free. Yeah. And you chuck someone a fiver and you hope for the best. Same thing with these flights.
But you have a sleep. Trying to get rid of the coffee. You're not even sleeping. You've just got your eyes shut and you're sort of traveling through your mind. It's pretty full on. Then you open your eyes and you think you're halfway to the Philippines, but you're looking out at a vast, arid landscape, hellscape. And the caffeine is coursing through your veins. Yeah, oh yeah, God. Yeah. There's flames shooting up.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, I can't take it anymore. And you rip off one of the skylights.
Uh-huh.
And it creates such a powerful vacuum effect because you're traveling through the air at like 20,000 feet at about 800 miles an hour and you're drawn right out of the...
You're sucked on out.
Yeah. And so is the ladder, the sentient ladder, which was sitting next to you in business
class.
The
ladder's sentient.
Yeah.
The ladder booked a ticket.
Look.
There's a first class on this trainee pilot flight?
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
All of the staff who are running the first class part of that flight are also trainees. So it's called first class, but mostly a name because these clumsy bastards have pretty much walked straight off the set of Fawlty Towers.
Oh, no.
And into the service industry mid-air.
What a hilarious bunch of characters to be taking care of the hoity-toity of upstate New York.
It is pure farce.
Through and through, would you describe?
This airline is pretty much a sitcom with wings.
I love it. We shall call it Wings.
That's right. And the
ignoring the fact that there's already a show called Wings.
The soundtrack is provided exclusively by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Awesome.
Jet! Woo! 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 Jet! I can't put this in the fantasy.
God, that's a good song.
Great track.
It takes a little while to get into that one.
Great, like old. Yeah, a lot of his stuff. There's a real journey. Uncle Albert or Admiral Halsey. That's a whole musical.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
What's the other big hit that Wings had? There wasn't Jet.
Not Uncle Albert.
No. Oh, that's a great song. If it's the one that I'm thinking of, but there was another one that was very popular.
Arrow Through Me?
Nope.
Ooh, baby, you couldn't have done a worse thing to me. Nah. It's a good song. Erykah Badu sampled that. Gone, baby, gone, baby, don't be gone. And I know you like to get your house alone.
Erykah Badu having a...
I can't wait.
Having an outing in this film, Sex and the City 2, is probably the thing that's elicited the most genuine joy that I've seen over the course of the 17 watches from you. You were like, hey, that's cool. That's a thing. And that's the highest watermark so far for your excitement.
You think? I've seen.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Miley Cyrus coming up on the scene really threw us for six.
Really threw us for a gold medal right up in the skies.
There we were. Two plucky Kiwi upstarts with a podcast and a tattoo of Patty Schwartz on our keisters, just tucking into an unseen product for the first out of 52 times. Little did we know, we were about to come face to face with a connected adversary, the mighty Schwarzenegger Empire.
The mighty Schwarzenegger Empire.
The man had planted his former girlfriend in the next movie, thus keeping a connective tissue between our podcast and our keisters.
Part of the reason Patty struggles to hold down a relationship is he plants a lot of his friends and loved ones. And by plants, I mean while he's going out for a meal with them or having sort of creating a connection with them, he'll cover their feet in soil. And when the person he's talking to starts moving their feet, he goes, no, I'm planting this memory.
He's misunderstood.
I'm planting you.
He's misunderstood the verb.
Well, he's quite a literal guy.
Yeah.
He's sort of from the Charlotte school.
Yeah.
Where he interprets everything. He takes everything at face value.
Hey, let me...
Even if you said to him, I'm talking to you at face value here.
Yeah.
He would sort of start running the numbers on how much it would cost for him to purchase your face.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good like that. Let me just
wild eyes.
Bring up the fact that Patty Schwarzenegger is about to make his leading man debut, I believe, on the silver screen.
He absolutely is.
I cannot recall the name of the film.
It's called The Final Luncheon.
Oh, that's not a title that's going to...
No, it's not going to go well.
Throw $20 out of my wallet at a ticket seller, is it? Really? Yeah,
pretty much. His
the final luncheon.
His zany uncle, a terrible tragedy befalls him at a lake house on summer vacation.
And much like Grown Ups 1.
And Patty Schwartz.
Tragedy.
And yeah,
a lake house.
Yeah, true. And he inherits the catering business and pretty much... runs it straight into the ground. And he gets one opportunity to sort of make all the money back, and that's the final luncheon. And spoilers, things don't go very well for him.
That is positively macabre, and I can't wait to see it.
It is. It is a macabre. It's based on a macabre novel written by Quentin Macabre, who, of course, he's essentially, it's a pen name that John Grisham writes under.
John Grisham's dead guy.
It's what John Grisham's publicist wants you to think. This is classic you, preaching for the bloody liberal media, pouring wax down my ears, and taking out the mould, and then trying to sell my ear mould. This is classic Tim Batt.
You've got my
vintage
number.
Batt.
What's your shining light this week?
My shining light this week is Biggs' absolute disdain for his marriage. when they go, it really shone through this week when they go to the film premiere, and he's so actively, he comes home with Sobu noodles, and all he wants to do is eat his shitty takeout, and he gets made to go to the premiere, and he's like, All right, you want to play games? You want to play games with Mr. Big, the godfather of New York City? Well, you just fucked with the wrong investment banker. And he goes there, and he's just like out and out flirting with Penelope Cruz. Like, he's wearing the most low-cut shirt.
He is?
Yeah, so low-cut, his nipples are bleeding out.
Whoa.
And he's just like, okay. And Carrie comes over, and she's like, you're right. It's this event's no good. And he's like, I'm kind of in the middle of something here.
I'm kind of in the middle of trying to have sex with Penelope Cruz's
wife.
And
then he makes like a lewd double entendre joke to Penelope Cruz. And I'm just like, you know what, Big? Good on you for at least trying to generate some sort of conflict or something in this godforsaken movie.
Tell you what, friction makes sparks. Sparks is something I want to see in a film.
Jordan Sparks specifically.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't give for a Jordan Sparks cameo.
Or Bubba Sparks, I would settle.
If you look closely, he is actually in this movie.
Bubba Sparks is.
Yeah. Sure. He's disguised as one of the servings of Eggs Benedict on the breakfast table.
Fuck, I haven't noticed that yet, but I'll be sure to look out for it.
If you slow it down, 18. You can hear that in the sound edit, in the audio edit, they're actually playing Stuck Back in the Mud very slowly.
I've got to go to bed. I am going insane right now.
I don't think I'm helping.
No, you're a mental person.
I've covered a lot.
We're all mental people, though, when you think about it, because mental just means of the mind, really, doesn't it? Does it? We've all got minds.
Look, it's just... we've only done this 17 times.
We haven't even
put a dent in this. And it's just terrifying.
I got to the 3-quarter mark this time, and fuck me, if I wasn't craving a bit of David Spade, Kevin James, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, Patty Schwartz.
Just a comical bunch of folks.
Boys,
having
boys,
a wacky day
boys.
In a small town.
I miss you. I miss you so damn
There's
much.
Just so much more. They're throwing so many more offers at you.
I didn't know what I had till it was gone. That song is true. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot is what they did. And that parking lot is Sex and the City too.
What does that mean, to pave paradise and put up a parking lot?
So they got paradise.
You bulldoze a beautiful area.
When you think about paradise in your head, usually, and this is like how the Garden of Eden is depicted, it's a big leafy, green, tree-y bunch of nature, right? So you bulldoze it down and you pave it with concrete and then you erect a parking lot onto it.
What? Presumably so that you can advertise to everyone the beautiful area that you've just destroyed.
Well, I guess it's so you can charge people for parking there. I guess it's a kind of an analogy for commercialism taking over nature. No,
yeah.
I
know the melody.
You want to give away, I want to give away, I want to give it, you know. You're giving it all away. Yeah, I'm definitely pulling a pin on this one.
Tim, I have so many things I'd like to talk to you about.
Please. Start talking about them.
Why do your eyes hurt when you swim in a chlorine pool?
Well, I saw something online that suggested it was urine.
No.
Yeah. The WHO, I think, just released some research recently which said that it wasn't chlorine, it's the urine. But I didn't read the article, I only saw the headline.
WHO.
The World Health Organization. What's your next topic or question?
I wasn't aware that we'd bloody wrap that one up so quickly.
Well, guess what? It's got a bow on it and a fork in it. It's done.
How do you bake a good sourdough?
I can't answer that. I think in the sun, right? Yeah.
It's cooked outdoors.
Baked outdoors. On a bench. Window bench.
You never put it in the oven.
You put it in the oven eventually. You
have to let the sun rise the dough.
Raise that dough. Sunlight.
Sunrise dough.
Next. You get one last one.
I sort of
because I think you're being obtuse. You're just plucking these from the air.
I've got a whole list of them.
You don't.
Look at this list. It's here. Look how long this list is.
Get out of here, Montgomery.
This literally goes forever.
God damn it.
Why can't you burn balsa wood?
I don't know. Is it like illegal? Oh man, you're forgetting what you came up with at the start of us watching this. Do you remember what you came up with? I'm going to say this because it needs to be recorded, but you dropped into this crazy ass voice and started coming at me pretty thick and fast, saying that you were a lawyer of science. And that you prosecute objects that seem to be defying the laws of physics.
Yeah.
So you take like apples to court.
That is correct.
Kevin was his name. Kevin Saint.
Kevin Son Mauring.
That's it. He went to Oxford. He was a good man.
He's dead, man. This movie killed him, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. He was a good guy, and I like talking. He was fucking intense, though. You were right up in my grill.
The movie taketh away.
When you were Kevin, you were right up in my grill. Right up in there.
Just so everyone knows, it's about 2 o'clock on a Friday morning now, I suppose.
Guy and I have had a busy day of comedy.
This is not... These ones, the ones we do late at night, always end weird. This is not how you want to end the day.
Or start a day.
Which, tragically, we're doing both.
All right, let's say our goodbyes now, Guy.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you want, you can do anything.
Hey, do you know what I want to say? Here's what I want to say. Can you guys fucking chuck us a quick little rating on iTunes? Because no one ever does it. Makes me sad.
It's a good idea.
We've got lots of people out there listening.
If you've just joined and you've listened and you're second guessing the listening experience,
chuck us a wee rating.
No, maybe you don't do it.
Oh, okay. Someone who's been with us for a while?
Someone who's been with us for the whole time. Or any amount of time, and you've decided that this is for you, you rate it. Anyone who is just dabbling and is unsure, maybe you don't rate it. Maybe, you know, explore a few more episodes before you make it. You don't. We don't want to hurt anyone here with a bloody snap neck decision. Snap neck? Is that right? Do people say that?
Yeah, of course they do.
I feel like you're just agreeing with me for the sake of ending this.
And you are not wrong. On behalf of Tim Bat, I would like to say goodbye and thank you.
Who made the first mosaic tile?
And on behalf of Guy Montgomery, I will also say good night.
Was it an accident? Did they drop a regular tile and then try and pass it off as if that's what they were planning to do?
Great few days. We'll see you in a week.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Worst idea of all time. It's the worst idea of all time. It's the worst idea of all time. Season 2.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.